we are at the Brice of Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina. I want to point out to you the bottom Tosis on the Amud Aleph. I think it's a famous memra that somebody buys an Eved Ivri is Kaina Adam La'atzmai because he has to treat him equally. For Tosis, Kavakasha, my Adam. Dailai Leos, Ke'adainai. You buy an Eved Ivri, the Gemara's Mashad Eved Ivri is above you. Kaina Adam La'atzmai. But it's not above you, he's equal to you. The owner of the Eved only has one pillow. If he's going to sleep, if the Seista Odin is going to sleep on the one pillow, he's not Mekayim Tavla Imach. He could not sleep on the pillow and not give it to his Eved. But that's me the Sadai. So as Taisa say, if you have an Adain and an Eved, and they have one pillow, so you have to give the Eved the one pillow, ki tayv la imach. Is that the rule in Chesed? Is that the rule? If you only have one thing, and only one person could have it, so who gets it? Huh? I have one chocolate Danish, and we're both very hungry. Huh? What?
Cut it in half.
I have only one sucking candy, and we're both very hungry. You only have one of something. What do I do? So you have to treat the Eved better than another Yid? Better than another Yid. Another Yid, that would take... I have a guest in my house. Someone's coming to sleep over my house. There's only one pillow. So I take it for myself or I give it to the guest? Huh? Halacha. I'm not saying what you would do.
Kind of a
no? Kind of odin
last.
Right. So it's only... I can understand you're telling me that Evan is no worse than a regular person. But Evan is more than a regular person.
Yes, if you only have one second candy.
Evan gets it. I'll suck half of it and I'll give it to him. The Maram Shif in Bava Metzia is Mesupik. And Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says the rule that Chayecha v'chayecha v'echa chayecha kaidman. That your life takes precedence to someone else's life. Right? The famous case, they're going in the midbar with one jug of water. So we have a rule, Chayecha kaidman, which is lav dafka by Sakonis. Says Maxim Haimam, he says that the Velti Estakasha, that how come I kind of have it every kind of other lads, man? So one teretz, he has a few mahalchim. One teretz, he takes mitzadeh that it's a special gzeres akasa by Eved. It's not true. Normally you come first, then by Eved. The Eved comes first, which is not logical, but there's a cost. What?
Even by Sakana?
Even by Sakana? That's a good question. It's not Mustaver. Yeah, you're right. It's not Mustaver the other way. So if you only have one jug of water, and somebody's going to die, so maybe you should give it to the Eved. If some of the Eved dies, then the Eved won't be Imach either. I don't know. He's right, if you look at it, what?
Why is it
your life? If we say that Chayecha Kaidmin, which is talking about lives, is Lav Davka lives, it means everything. So it sounds like we're painting everything with one brush, we're doing, making everything the same. Chayecha Kaidmin, you go first. In his second Mahalach, the Maram Shif says that it's the same klal for both. The klal is, if you could split it, you have to split it. The Gemara there is talking that there's one jug of water, and if they're going to divide it, then neither of them will make it. So one person has to drink the whole jug of water. It's not shaykh to divide. He says if you can divide it, you divide it. He seems to learn pshat in this Yerushalmi that if you have one pillow, so you split it. You sleep with it one night, he sleeps with it one night. You sleep with one night, he sleeps with it one night. You're supposed to divide it. It's still kind of odd in Latzmai, because Lamais is certain nights he's sleeping with it.
They're shoving, they're equal.
See, he says that's called Adin, that it's my pillow, and because I bought this Evid, I have to give it to him half the time. So those nights that I'm sleeping without a pillow, I'm doing it because he's taking precedence to me. I pulled him into my house. And he's taking precedence. Why? If he takes it for himself, it's not so much for that way. But the Maram Shif certainly in one Teretz learns that way, that they're equal and it's the same as everybody. Which is a chiddush in two directions. A chiddush by an Eved that you split it, like you're saying. It's also a chiddush, what he's saying is that if I have a guest and there's one pillow, I have to split it with him. If it's not shaykh to split, I take it for myself. If it's shaykh to split, I have to split it. Interesting halacha. Traveling somewhere and you have one piece of cake, so you have to split it with the other people that are with you. No? If it's going to bring a person to the sakana, it's a difference. That's the Gemara Chayechakai. But everything else you have to divide. So it's a chiddush, no? That's the way he learns in one of his turrets. So he's done back and forth if this is a special din by an Eved or not. I think the Velt learns it's a special din by Eved. It's like in Musa Shmuzin, they always say, Rosh Salanta has a famous Tzelem Alekim Musa Shmuzin. They look at a person, he's supposed to see Tzelem Alekim, and that's why even if you buy an Eved, he's an Eved, but if you see his Tzelem Alekim, so you know you give him the pillow. It's supposed to reinforce by you this Hasag of Tzelem Alekim. So normally they learn it's a special din by an Eved. Tamar Shif seems to be misopic in this. It's a special din by an Eved, or it's by everybody. Okay. We usually don't think of things that way. We're not so quick to share things. It's hard enough for us when it's Midas Sadaim. When it's an of Zalei Chaser to give up. Maybe you have a kid in your bunk. He says, I don't let you sit on my bed. He tells another kid, I don't let you sit on my bed. So it's sort of accepted in camp that you could do that, right? It's his bed. You can't sit in his bed. Papi Halacha, you can't do that. And if he wants to sit on it, he gets Kadima. But if he's not sitting on his bed, he can't tell someone else not to sit on his bed. Right? It's an end of Zalei Chaser. Quite nice. So... Because we have different, the Torah has different values than we were accustomed to. So Rav Shif has it said that it's api din. What it says here about an Eved is every yid. Chiddush is even an Eved. But every yid you have to split. Whatever you can do, you have to split as much as you can split it. And if in Achinami it's only one person, then Chayecha Kaiba. Then you have Kadim. Okay, let's get to the member of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Now we're going to first learn the Agadita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. We don't have to lose track. We're really in the middle of a discussion. So really we're in a discussion about how to darshan the psukim of Kifishanav and Kesef Miknasai. How you shot up the value of an Eved. Shidu l'kulo l'chumra. So the Gemara said, Toiv la'imach, you should do l'tayvus ha'Eved. Now the Gemara asks from here, you should do l'tayvus ha'Adam. So now we're going to sidetrack into the Braisa, and then we'll come back. Gemara Yomid Beis is going to come back to answer it. To Tanya. Rebeis Rav Chanina Aiva, Bayerei, Kamakosha Afka Shal Shvias, Adam Noisav Noisim Peri Shvias. If a person does business with Peri Shvias, L'saif, Meicher Es Metaltalov. He'll become poor and have to sell his Metaltalim, Shinemar, B'shnasa Yevel Tashuvu, Ishal Achuzasai, B'samachlei, B'chisimkru, Mimkar La'amisecha, Ikonim Yad Amisecha, Dovar Nikta Miyad Miyad. So you can end up sending miyad amisecha, things that are metaklim to your friend. Loi hergish, if he doesn't realize that's because of this avera, so if he realizes he'll do tshuva. lo yirgish the saif meicher esedaisa. He'll fall into the avera more, and he'll have to sell. He'll become poorer. He'll have to sell his fields. Shenema ki yamcha chicha macher mechuzasa. Loi basa liyadai. If at that he didn't come, loi basa liyadai shemeches beis. He's not going to come to do tshuva for his avera until he's going to fall into selling his house. Shenema ki yamcha beis meisher v'chaima. You see what's happening to this person? He's trying to get rich. Right, he's doing work on Shemitah. He's trying to make money. He's trying to become wealthy. He's doing so much work on Shemitah and trying to become wealthy that he's becoming poorer and poorer as a result of his trying to become richer and richer. And he's not Margish. He doesn't realize it. Right, Palm used to say on this, the Pasuk, Niva Lahain Ishra'ayin V'loyedar Kichasar Yivyeil. And I guess it's probably in the Medrash, the Bahar. The pasuk says niva lahain. If a person is niva lahain, he's tumult. He wants to become rich. Ish ra'ayin, so he has a bad eye. Below yeda ki chasu yivyeyu. He doesn't realize that all this tumulting to become rich just makes him poorer and poorer. It's a person is tumult. There's nothing wrong with trying to make money. A person is niva lahain, who's desperate to make money. So lo yeda ki chasu yivyeyu. He ends up losing money. And not only that, the Gemara, I think, has seven levels. So what did he do? He sold already his metaphilim and his fields and his house. The Gemara interrupts. The first time, it says, lo hirgish, he doesn't realize it. The second time, lo basal yada, he won't realize it. Why? Kidrafuna. Dom rafuna, kiva sha'adam adam, avar adam aveira vishanaba, hutra loy. That if a person does an avera, it sounds like even twice. Certainly, if a person repeats it many times, it's nasa like a heter, and he won't do tshuva. Leibas liyada, it's not going to happen. Let's finish the memra. Leibas liyada, shemeches bitei, shnemach yimcheshes bitei la'ama. Vavakav de bitei like siva ba'in yana. Even though bitei is not in parshas Behar with the rest of this. If he's already going to lend borrow beribis, which is coming up, so he should better sell his daughter. Rashi seems to say that people would understand it's better to sell your daughter than to borrow beribis. My time, barte migra v'nafka. You sell your daughter at least; it's only going to get better. Eventually, she'll either you'll be with girai kasef or she'll go out eventually. V'haba ribis ma'isva v'azla. You'll never get out of it. How many levels do we have? Sells metaltalim, sada, bayis, bitai, ribis, that's five. Shnemek yamachicham ati yidimach, samachle atikach meitai. Leibasul yaday, shemech rasatzmai, that's the sixth level. Shnemek yamachicham vinim kalach. Leilach el leger, not only he'll be sold to a yid, but even he'll have to sell himself to a ger. Shnemek leger veleger tzedek, not a yid, el leger taishav, shnemek el taishav. Shpachas ger zavik echavin. So this is the brisa of Rav Yosi and Rav Chanina. So what do we learn from this brisa? We learn two hashkafa inyanim. One hashkafa inyan is that a person who does something wrong and a Kaddish Baruch Hu sends him a message is prone to not get the message until he falls all the way down. That's the that's the nature of a person to fool himself. A person in Rav Chaim Shalos, I think, brings a maisa with somebody who I don't remember the details of the maisa, but there was a shidduch was read for this woman's daughter to a boy, and the boy came, and then he said she didn't want because the boy limps, so she didn't want the shidduch. And the way he brings it, she was mevaza him, she sent him away because he limps. And a couple of days later, her husband asked her for a coffee. She was bringing him a coffee. And on the way, she tripped and broke her leg, and now she was on crutches. So afterwards, she said, you know what you learned from this? You shouldn't bother your wife to bring you a coffee. That was her, what she learned from it. Because that's the nature of a person. It's very hard to learn from things. Now, from the outside, you could see. From the inside, it's very hard to see. What's the point in sending a message if you don't get the message? Okay, then we're going to learn about it now, and hopefully we'll know. Okay, 1 second. The other lesson is that nasa lekeheta lebasa yadai lehergish kivat shada over adam aver v'shana ba nasa lekeheta. Yes, I asked you the question yesterday. What's worse, a person who doesn't have aver because it's nasa lekeheta, or a person who doesn't have aver for the first time? Which is a worse aver? Somebody, huh? I'm talking about now. Let's say he's not like Hatter for the last 5 years. The mashal I gave yesterday was bad, because yesterday I said Ramzi grew up in a place where they talk during the avodah. So it could be he's a tinnik shenishba. I mean, you know, he grew up in a place where they don't have covered beis haknesses. So he's like a tinnik shenishba. But let's say a person grew up where they don't talk, and he's already talking for 5 years. So now he's already used to talking during the avodah. It doesn't take 5 years. Now he's used to talking during the avodah. And now this year he's talking during davening. Someone else had never talked. Now he's also talking. So by Sheru Sham right now, which is a worse avera? The one who knows it's wrong and he's doing it, or the one who is not like a heter? Now if he thinks it's mutter, maybe he's an ayma mutter. He knows it's aser, but it's just he's in the habit. It's not like a heter. So which would you say is worse?
Sorry.
Shemaim, yeah, and the scales, which one is worse? I mean, there are other cheshbainis that we don't know, but in just this alone, huh?
The
person is new. So which is worse? The one where he doesn't recognize doing something wrong, or the one he recognizes and he still does something wrong?
The person knows once in a while, they deal. The person every day does the same error,
The Sefer HaMakna says that the Nasa Lekeheta is worse. Like you're saying, that to do an Aveira in a manner in which it's Kala Etzlai, the whole thing is Kala Etzlai, is worse. Now, I think most people would have the first impression differently. Most people would have the first impression that it's worse. You know it's an Aveira and you're doing an Aveira. I think that would be the first impression. This person, he doesn't realize an Aveira. What? By Nasla Kater, as he says, Va'aid, there's less chance. That's true. Amachni is that as a second cheshbon. That the person is Nasla Kater, how's he going to do tshuva? The person at least has a guilty conscience, hopefully he'll do tshuva. But he's saying two things. That's the true. That everyone would agree. That the person Nasla Kater, it's bad news, how's he going to do tshuva for it? But, you know, sometimes people don't even, they tell me, you know, I can't talk during davening. They think there's something wrong with you. But that's a separate cheshbon. That's not his main cheshbon. That's not his first cheshbon. His first cheshbon is, he says, the kibbutz a pashtus, he doesn't explain it by arichus. He says, nasa like a heter is a worse avera than the initial avera. That's his, that be'etzem. In other words, it's the doing an avera as if it doesn't matter. Doing an avera as if who cares, that's a worse avera than doing an avera and having a conscience about it. It seems that that's worse, that the merida is greater when you know it's an aver and you do it anyway. But the lack of tvoit shemayim is greater when it doesn't matter, it's garnished. So it seems that the struggle with and doing aver is not as bad as to not struggle and do an aver. That seems to be the passion of somebody saying. The Reb Chaim Shulevitz has a piece entitled Ovid Inish Lachzuke B'digure. Ovid Inish is the nature of a person, Lachzuke B'digure, to stick with his first words. It's the nature of a person, if he does something, to stick with it, say he's right. Even when it becomes clear to him that he's not right, the Makar is actually a Chayshim Mishpat. He's a Shach, a Chayshim Mishpat, says that if a person said Eidus in Bezdin, and he was a Kariv to the person he said it about. So if he said the Eidus, Bezin said, you're saying about him, isn't he a relative? He said, yeah. He says, okay, we throw out your Eidus. And later he's Nisrachik. Let's say this is a relative to a marriage, and then his wife dies, so he gives her a get. Now it's a Kariv and Nisrachik. It's not a relative anymore. When normally he'd be Kashal Eidus. So the Shach says he can't come in and say Eidus. Why? Because of it in Ishlan Zukev Dibure, a person has a nature to stick with that which he originally said. A person has a Yetzahara to stick with what he originally said.
Denial
is the first stage. Okay, this person doesn't want to say I was wrong yesterday. So that's the nature of a person. We had something similar, slightly different in Ksubis last year. It was a Mandiyamar on Daf Yitesim at Beis that said that if I say Eidus, someone wants to be Machish May Eidus to contradict me, that it has to be Befanov. It has to be in front of the first witnesses that the second witness is contradictive. It's actually a Machlaikis in the Gemara, but it has to be Befanov. So the question is why? If somebody says Eidus to give someone Malkus, that's a halach. It has to be the person you're saying Eidus about has to be there. If you're giving him an Einish of money or an Einish of Nefashis or Malkus, but if Ruvain is being Nidain, and two Eidim said Eidus about Ruvain, Ruvain's about it. Now two Eidus contradict the first ones, why do you need the first ones there? So Reb Shimon said there, the reason is because nobody wants to be contradicted, certainly not in Bezdin. If you're contradicting me in Bezdin, that's also a bit of an Einish. You're also sort of punishing me. You're canceling out my Eidus. A person who says something wants it should be so. When a person says an Eidus, he wants it should be that way, and it's very, very difficult to back down. Once a person took a stand, it's very, very hard to back down. There's in Yirmiyah, there's a Navi, Sheker, Hananiah ben Ezer. Hananiah is a Navi Sheker. He contradicts Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah says that if you don't do tshuva, Bavel is going to destroy you. And Hananiah says, hey, there's no, a year from now they're going to be gone. So Yirmiyah says in front of everybody, he says, if you're lying, you should die this year. And Erev Rosh Hashanah, he was guys saying he was dying in Erev Rosh Hashanah. It says that he told his children to pretend that he's alive until Rosh Hashanah. You should die better on Rosh Hashanah. So Yirmiyah's Nevuah should not come true. Because if everyone will know he died Erev Rosh Hashanah, everyone will know Yirmiyah's Nevuah came true. So let him wait already. Let them pretend that he was alive till the next day. And therefore, Yirmiyah was wrong. The truth is, it's Mavel Arayim. By now, he knows he's wrong. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah and he's dying. Afal Pikein, like Ovid Inish Lazuka Bidibure, a person is in action for his own harm, even no matter what, a person who falls into something, it's very hard to back out.
Why is that a reason to be there?
What?
Why is that a reason to be?
Because it's also a gather of Einish. It's Allah, that anytime you give someone an Einish, they have to say it's in front of him.
They don't want to be there.
It's not a punishment. It's a din and hagas bezin. According to Rav Sheshes, it's a machlokes. The two madiyarim. Rav Sheshes says it's an hagas bezin. You're not makabel edus to be makish the other ones unless they're there. Because you can't give an einish to the first two edim without you're going to be makabel the second, and therefore paskin that you can't rely on the first two. It'll be trey v'trey. You can't make such a psak unless the people you're punishing are there. That's halacha always that you need.
Why is Rabbi bringing that?
And why is it a punishment? I said, look, I said Eidus in Bezin Yisrael Malkus. You don't want to accept it? Don't accept it. What do I care? I came to Bezin, I saw a meet Neveil, I said Eidus. I'm going home. What are you calling me to come to Bezin? I don't care what Bezin does. I go home, I did my civic duty, I said witness, and finished. So Shesha says, no, the person does care. It doesn't matter. It is an Eidus to a person to contradict what he said. That's an Eidus to a person. So therefore, he's in Bezdin. Even a Sharon Niskel was in Bezdin when they passed him. At any rate, it's human nature. It's a very Reb Chaim Shulevitz writes very strong lashon. He writes that this is a hanhaga. His lashon is Kesar and Zu Makif Es Kol Hanhagis HaAdam Kol Yemei Chayav. He writes very strongly. It's something which affects a person every day to not be able to back down from position that he took, and to realize you're wrong, and to be able to back down, it's very, very hard to be able to do that. And the more a person is nasalai keheter, the more a person is into something, it's very, very difficult to back down. As long as a person knows he's hurting himself, and afal pi kein, he just can't do anything about it. You fall into a machlekes especially, and you can't back down. It's a very difficult thing. And We say every time we start Tachnum, we start Sechsfarad, we say, She'en anu azei panim, ukshayeref, leim lefanecha, Hashem alakeinu tzadikim, anachnu v'loicha tonu. Why do we say that for? If we tell Hashem, listen, we're not so bad, we're not saying loicha tonu, avol, not loicha tonu, v'shamu, v'ganu, v'zam. Why do we talk to this Baruch Hu? That ain't anu azei, like, we'll say something nice, that's the only thing you can say nice about yourself. And we're not azei panim to say loicha tonu. But it's based on a nevuah. It's based on a pasuk in Navi, where Yirmiyah says that I'm judging you on the fact that you say lo chatanu. The fact that a person says it's not a kehet, it's a garnish, that itself is a bad thing. To say it's nothing. A person says it's something. It says kolo aver avera umizbayish bay loizaz misham atshemaychulai. Person doesn't have air and he's despised from it, he has right away kapara. He doesn't say it's a heter. He doesn't say it's a heter. That's itself a kapara. It's not an easy thing. If you think of things you do that are. Everyone can think about the other guy, right? But there are a lot of things that are not a heter that are wrong. But people don't want to admit it. If Mashiach came tomorrow and he said that the Rabbi Shalom wants you to wear a stripe. I don't think it's going to happen. If I thought it happened, I'll find a shtreimel now. But I don't see what the Rav cares about. Yeah, shtreimel, nicht shtreimel. But the question is, if Mashiach will come tomorrow and he'd say that, you find a shtreimel? Huh? What? Everybody's going to do it. I mean, if there's no Yetzirah, everyone will do it. It's going to be very hard. It won't be very hard. Now, if he's going to have some newfangled thing that no one ever wore, coming with some ancient Sephardic cap, so no one will have a problem, right? Everyone will put it on because you never wore for action. That means nothing. But it's something that we are ready for action. That it doesn't make you frumer. It's going to be very hard. No, I think it'll be very hard. No, it'll be hard. No. For me, it'll be hard. To back down from an assumption you always have. It's a very hard thing. Now, there are other things that are not the shtreimel that Mashiach will say that we all have a hard time with, and it's not going to be easy. Not so like a heter. It's a big muster. It's a big muster. Question is, who's going to point out to you which things are not so like a heter by you? That's a problem. Everyone can point out by someone else, but very few people can point out by themselves. So Mestam is tied together, the two things. Not like a heter, and the fact that Hashem could send a message again and again and again, and you don't hear it, Mestam, it's all related to each other. It takes a gevura to be able to say that something I did all along was wrong, and that I'm going to change. Changing is very, very hard. Changing is very hard. I once had a Rebbe used to say, he said, the person who never changes smells. Playing on people who don't change their clothes, right? The person never changes smells. The person never changes smells, you know. It's not like a heter. Okay, so much for the Musar. Let's get to the back to the Gemara. Amalei.
The election is learned now from someone's order for Rizzo.
What?
We're trying to bring the raya that you're not going to go up in price. Say that by Ribbis, you can end up paying more than you originally paid. So if selling his order, you're not. So it's another value that you never goes up.
No. Because Ribbis becomes more automatically. Selling your daughter, I might go up, I might go down. It's an equal chance. Plus, Mikarei, it always goes down because after a year, you take off a sixth. After 2 years, you take off 2/6. So it's certainly going to go down proportionately. There's a chance it will get worse, but I don't think that proves anything. All right, so getting back to us, how much do you pay for Giroin Kesef? Do you pay Kesef Eknosai, or do you pay Kefishanos? So the Gemara says, Hosama Hadre Kra. We always look for the type of the Evet, because Hosama Hadre Kra Detani, Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Hoyo Vahala Zeven, Asa Kemalis Kavim, Emelitri Eben Achar Naifel. You have a person who's willing to sell himself to a sweeper and have a base of a desire, I think, forget about him. Let him stay there. Talmud Leimer, Echad Yimcha Gula Tiyaloi, Echad Be'echad Yigalena, it's a mitzvah school. Ve'eima Gula Tiyaloi Ke'echad Le'le Tamir Ebe Kehavim. Maybe that's a special reason, because we don't want it to mix with the Gayim. Well, if you're Pidya Nachbar, maybe the guy with Pidya, we should be Machbir. So the Kash is, how do you know whether you redeem him Kifishonov or Bekesef Miknasai? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Treik Reik Sivi. Ksiv him Oid Rabbeis Bishonim. Ksiv him Mat Nishar Bishonim. Ki Hashanim Meruv Yitzchak Mulatas. The years are the years. It's not Meruv Yitzchak Mulatas. Elo. This Rabba means this Rabba Kaspai. If it's this Rabba Kaspai, Mekesef Miknasai. If it's this Mai Kaspai, Kifishonov. So that's how we know to Darshan Latavis have it. Ve'ima Hachi Kamar. Hechada of a tray or posh lay dalid nesiv lay dalid because of miknasa. If it's many years that remain, many I guess means arrive, then you pay the higher price. Because then you pay the price of kesem miknasa that it was sold for, whether it's higher or lower. Of a dalid or posh lay tarati nesiv tarati kafishana. Maybe if it's ma'at shanim remain, you pay kafishana of not kafi the selling price. And the gemara im ken dich the kra my rabbi shanim my nishar shanim my bishanim. Rabbi Kasvi Bishan and Mekesu Miknasai and Zakas Bishan Kvishanav Amr Rav Yitzchak Toshim Rav Nachman Lahani Kroy to Sinai. He dashed these pesukim beautifully like a baki. Okay, so that's the maskana of this. So how do we end up the way we said in the Amud Aleph? Then when you pay the in Eved, you pay the based on the better price for the Eved, whichever is better. Either Kesu Miknasai if it's lower, or Kvishanav if it's lower, whichever is better. The Gemara in the next discussion we'll come back to this. By me, Rav Huna Bar Chanina, Rav Sheish, it's new Gemara. Eved Ivri Hanim Kalei Bekechavim Nigal Chatzama Eini Nigal Chatzama. Okay, what's Taich? You have an Eved Ivri. Now, in order for it to be freed, let's say he's got 4 years left and it's $1,000 a year, so he needs $4,000 to go free. He only has $2,000. So what do you do if he only has $2,000? So that's the shot. Now, how would you teach Pasha teach in the Gemara? Let's say he is Nigal HaChatzar. So he's got $4,000 left of work, and he only has $2,000 cash. How's he paid to himself? He gives the other $2,000, and he says, I'll go out in 2 years. Is that the way you would do it? If you were an Eved for 4 years and you had half the money, I would have done it differently. I would have said to the Adon, listen, I want to buy half of myself back, so I'll be a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayr, and I'll work one day for you, one day for me, one day for you, one day for me. Now, isn't that normally a Chatzi Eved? Why would a person rather have? Oh, if you would rather, then I understand. I thought a person would rather not wait the 2 years. He'd rather just get out of his. I guess different people, different natures. Some people like to get it over with, and some people like to push it off. Every chatzi eved, chatzi mechayer. If it ever belongs to two people, and one frees and one doesn't. So one day he works for the other, one day he works himself, one day for the other.
Also go out for 3 2 years and come back in 2 years.
Well, the study can't force the Adam to give up. The Adam wants his work now. He doesn't wait 2 years for his work. That's every chatzi eved chatzi mecharon, isn't it? Isn't that the way it should be? Why? If he's a $4,000 eved and he's allowed to buy himself back by kroch the Adam. So why isn't he buying a shutfis? I think that's cool. It's not Taich Gula, maybe. It's not Taich Gula means he's freeing himself. Could be that. Because all the Rishonim say Pshat in the Gemara, not like I'm saying. They all say Taka means I'll get out 2 years early. Like you're saying. So it bothers me. Why are they Taiching you'll get out 2 years early? Taich it that I'll be Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayr. I'm stunned that that's Taich Gula. Gula means to go out. Right? So what's the Gemara is he buying? I'll cut. The Gemara is going to be buying. Nigal HaChatzom Ayei Nigal HaChatzom. He has 3 years left. It's worth $4,000. He only has $2,000. What's the Shaila? If he gives the Adon the $2,000, could he now say, I want to go out 2 years earlier? Now, there's no question if he takes the $2,000 and keeps it in his pocket for 2 years. 2 years from now, he can give him the $2,000 and go free. That there's no question. The Shaila is, Maisa Shaya Kachaya. He's afraid he's going to spend the money by 2 years from now, whatever it is. He gives the Arden the money right now, and he says, I want, as of now, to be a Benchayim in 2 years. I want the Kenya to happen right now. Is it Chal now, or isn't it Chal? Let's say he'll change his mind later. He'll say, no, give me my money back. I want to stay for 4 years. Is it too late? Is it Chal, or is it not Chal? That's Gemara Zibayi, right? Now, it's important that you see the two tzadim of the Gemara, because it's very important for the way the Gemara answers the question. So let's see the two tzadim. What are the two tzadim? Nigal ha-chatzah, mayay nigal ha-chatzah. Now, what would be the svara? If there was no pasuk, what would you say? You'd say you could. Why?
Because he's working to pay off the loan. It's like the shortcut to pay off the loan.
Okay. Now there's mechitais. Why shouldn't I be able to? I have a right to free myself. So I can't free myself totally. I free myself partially. So why not? Why is it different than anything else? It seems to the Gemara. That's as far as chitzayna that you could. So therefore the Gemara says the following. Gu'ulasai misteyachuza gamar. We have a hekesh from Evet to Steyachuza. Should we say that just like Steyachuza is Einei Nigal HaChatzoyim, so this is also Einei Nigal HaChatzoyim, and that would be the Tzad Chumra. In other words, we would say it's Gzeres HaKosov. Oy Dilma L'Kula Amrinan L'Chumra Loi Amrinan. Or maybe, what's Taj? L'kula, we say a hekish. And not l'chumra, Taisus asks that we know in hekish l'mechza, but we'll learn the Gemara. Adilma l'kula amrin l'chumra l'ayamrinan. So what are the tutsdadim in Abaya? Before we hear Abaya's teretz. What are tutsdadim, who's Rav Sheshes' teretz, I mean. What are tutsdadim in Abaya? Should we say, like steyachuza, eini nigal l'chatzan? Or should we say, no, l'chumra l'ayamrinan. We're not makish steyachuz l'chumra. And therefore, we go with the svara, which is nigal l'chatzos. So Amalei, Sir Sheshes answered, lav amrit hasam. We had early on daf yud ches, nimka kulay v'lay chetziyai, that when you sell an Evan Ivri in the first place, you can't sell an Evan Ivri for 3 years, you can only sell it for 6 years. If he stole $1,000, he's worth $2,000 for the 6 years. So we don't sell them for 3 years for the half the money. Nimka kulay v'lay chetziyai. Machinami nigal kulay v'lay chetziyai. That's what Sheshes is answering. What? No girayin kesef for half the time that's left. But if 3 years are up, so that's nigal kulay. Right? That's nigal kulay. Torah says beferish that as many years as are left, he could be gayel himself. But he can only beguile himself the complete number of years that's left. That's Abaye's answer. That's Rav Sheshes' answer. Now, there's no machlaikis on this. Nobody argues with Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, Paraskins, there was an Ibaya. Rav Sheshes answered. How did he answer that? What? That was Rav Sheshes answering. Ein nigal l'chatzan. There's no gula l'chatzan. That's Rav Sheshes' answer. Ein nigal kulay l'chatzan. Now, look at the next line of Gemara. Amar Rabbi, im timtzaloy me nigal chatzoyin, if you're going to say that you could be goyel in eved l'chatzoyim, mishkachas la l'kula l'chumra. There will be two nafkaminas, one l'kula, one l'chumra. We'll learn the nafkaminas in a few minutes. What in the world is Abaye doing here? Very strange. What's Abaye saying? If you'll say nigal chatzoyim, stop. What do you mean if you'll say nigal chatzoyim? We just said ain't nigal chatzoyim. The Gemara just paskin, you can't be Goyal Chatzayim. Amar Abaye, if you would say Nigal Chatzayim, well, don't give me whole speeches. I mean, if I would say. I didn't say. Nobody says Nigal Chatzayim. If Shabbos would be Chal on Wednesday, give me a shiur mechavim. Shabbos is not Chal on Wednesday, Shabbos on Shabbos. So, Abaye, if you would say Nigal Chatzayim, well, what's he wasting my time for? That's very strange, the whole Gemara here. It's very, very strange. Yeshua asks, what's Omer Abaye Imtim Salami Nigal Chatzayim? What's Imtim Salami Nigal Chatzayim? We had no Shaila, we passed in Loi Einai Nigal Chatzayim. What's Imtim Salami Nigal Chatzayim?
You're asking on the assumption that when you said, for example, the Kulam Rehul 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 Kulam Rehul
Okay, the Rashba brings B'shem the Ravid, and the Pnei Yeshua quotes the Ravid as well. He says Pshat in the Gemara, Abaya is bringing a riot to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, "Ein nigal hatzal." So Dr. Abaya, I'll prove it to you. Because the tzar to say nigal hatzal is because l'kula amrina l'chumra l'ayamrina. In other words, when the person who asked the Abaya said maybe it is nigal hatzal, said maybe l'kula we darish and l'chumra, and this is a chumra. So Abaya says it's not. It could be a kula, it could be a chumra. So what you said l'kula, you said. Again, you said that l'kul amrinan l'chum lo yamrinan, and therefore he is nigal hachatzayim. So Dr. Abaya, you can't say he is nigal hachatzayim because l'chum lo yamrinan, because this is a kula too. Ein nigal hachatzayim is a kula too, so we should dash it. Okay. What? Not a nimka kula. On the person who is the Abaya, the person who is the Abaya. Not because of Nimka Kulai, but because of what? Oh, that's a good question. Right, hopefully we'll answer that. And this is the way the Ravid is. The Ravid says, Pshat, he says, Abaya is really proving Rav Sheshes is Psak. And it's really an indirect proof. Because when there were three steps to the Gemara, when the Abaya, the first step, when Rav Huni asked the Abaya, his start to say Nigal Chatzon was because the Kula Amrina and the Chumra Lai Amrina. So Abai says this is not a kula, it's not a chumra, it's both. So, the Rambam paskins la halacha that Eved Ivri hanimka la'akum Eved Ivri hanimka la'akum is nigal hachatzon. Is nigal hachatzon. Eved Ivri is sold to a yid, it's einai nigal hachatzon. Mechalik, if he sold to a yid, it's sold to a guy. He says, if he sold to a guy, he is nigal lachatzayim. He sold to a yid, he's einai nigal lachatzayim. So everybody, Kesef Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, will jump on the Rambam. The Rambam is saying to the Gemara. Gemara said, Amar of Sheshes, einai nigal lachatzayim. And the Rambam passed, is nigal lachatzayim. Okay, Kesef Mishnah says, first, the Kesef Mishnah asks this kasha. He asks, how could the Rambam pass in the opposite of the Gemara? He says, unless you learn, not like the Ravid, you learn that Abaya is arguing. Amar Abaya means to argue with Rav Sheshes. But he says, it's not the Mashmoy Sagemara. Abaya didn't say that. Abaya said, Imtiv Salimar, he didn't pass it. Yeah, that's when you have two Ibayas and you have an Imtiv Salimah. It doesn't not to contradict the Afin of Gemara. So it's a little hard to say that. So I guess the Mishnah blives in the Tzarchi and on the Psak of this Gemara, on the Psak of the Rambam. It's really a double kasha. One kasha is, how could the Rambam pask in Nigal Chatzayim and the Gemara says, Ein Nigal Chatzayim? And the second kasha is, the Rambam pask is by Nimka Yisrael, you can't be played halfway. By Nimka Lagai, you could. If anything, it's just the opposite. The Gemara says, Nimka Lagai, you can't. It doesn't say anything about Nimka Yisrael. And, if the Rambam was going to divide it, he should divide it the other way around. So the Rambam appears to be a Pella.
Now we always want to make a
way. What?
Now we always
want to make a way. Yes. Yeah, but not again, not against the Gemara. Not against the Gemara. It's always easier to get out of a guy. You know. There's a piece from Rabbi Aaron on this. It's printed in the Evan Ozel in Hilchus Avod in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. He writes, the Evan Ozel was the father-in-law of Rabbi Aaron. He says Rabbi Aaron sent him a teretz on this thing, so he prints it. Now there are really two parts to the piece. This is the second half of it from Ois Ches and on. Rabbi Aaron learnt up this Gemara beautifully. Now he worked on Pshat in a very beautiful way to say Pshat in the Gemara. It's not a pilpul teretz, it's a Pshat teretz. She had a little bit of pilpul to make it work, but it's really a very beautiful Pshat teretz. Rabbi Aaron says, if you look at this Gemara, the Gemara says, Ein nigal hachatzayim. Why? Let's say you finish the Gemara, you learned the Rambam, you just learned the Gemara. And someone asks you, what did you learn today? I learned Eina Nigel Chatzayim. Then he tells you, Eina Nigel Chatzayim, why? What would you say? What? Is that what you would say? Someone, Eina Nigel Chatzayim, why? You're allowed to look in. Why? What's the answer? Why Eina Nigel Chatzayim? Sholem says, because we learn out of a hekish to stay achuza. Is that correct? The Gemara seems to give one reason when it asks the Ibaya, and a different reason where Avsheshes answers it. The Gemara is not consistent. Yeah, look at the Gemara. In the Ibaya, the Gemara says, why ain't the Nigel Chatzayim? Because we learn out of stay achuza. That's what Rafune asked the Ibaya, that's what he said. Maybe say Eini Nigel Chatzayim. Learn how to stay Achuzah. What did Rav Sheshes answer? Amalei. So he answered him. Why is he Eini Nigel Chatzayim? He didn't say because of stay Achuzah. He said a whole different reason. And listen to where Baron teaches his reason. Nimkar kulai v'loi chetziyai. You could only sell an eved for 6 years and not for 3 years. You can't sell an eved for less. So if so, nigal kulag lechetziyai, the geula too. You can't make yourself an eved for less years. Either you can free yourself, or you're an eved for full term. Just like you can't sell yourself for half term, you can't sell yourself for 3 or 4 years. You can't be paid to yourself and leave yourself an eved of less years. So Abaya is really odd. I'm not Abaya. I keep saying it's Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes pashat the Abaya. He's saying a different reason than the one who asked the shayla. The one who asked the Shaila said, because of stay achuza. You learn how to stay achuza, it's exeris hakosav, period. Finish. Amalei, no, a different reason. So, to use easier terms, the Shail said, why can't you be chatzoin? It's a geula dikadin. That geula has to be entirely. Geula has to be complete. That's what, from stay achuza. So, din and geula has to be complete. That's what the first way is the Ibaya asked. Comes of Sheshes, or Sheshes says, you're Ibaya, I don't know the answer. I don't answer to you. Do you learn how to stay achuzah? You don't learn how to stay achuzah. Sheshes says, I don't know how to answer your Ibaya. I have a different cheshbon. As Geula, maybe Geula could be half, maybe it can be half. But there's an Eved Dikadin. There's a Din Dine Eved that you can only be an Eved for full term. There's no such thing. You can't sell yourself to be a half Eved. Hey, Yais, you can't sell yourself to be a half Eved, so you can't be paying yourself to be a half Eved. So out your Ibaya, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. Do we make Hekesh Teachuz or we don't? I don't know. Rav Sheshes is saying, I have a different reason to be patient. Because of my reason, you can't have an Eved for part-time. Only full-time Avadim, there's no part-time Avadim. You see that pshat in the Gemara? If you see in the Gemara, it's clear. The one who asked the Ibaya gave one reason, and Rav Sheshes gave a totally different reason. We were not patient, the original Ibaya. There's a tremendous nafkamina. Nafkamina is there any kind of Eved that could be sold for less than 6 years? Is there any type of Eved that could be sold for less? A regular Eved could be sold for 6 years. What? No. Less than sold for 6 years. What? What? No, it's self six. If Yavel comes in between, he's still self for six. Yavel's my mighty, or Simanim is mighty. But Be'etzem, the Mechir is for six. We had on Yudalad Amid Beis, Meicher Atzmai Nimka L'Sheish, the Yeser Al-Sheish. If you sell yourself, you can sell for six or more. Most Rishayim learned, not less. The Ritva there learned that a Meicher Atzmai could be sold for less. And also you have Eved Ivri, the Ritva seems always to have a Das Yachid in everything. There the Ritva had a Das Yachid that you could be sold for less than six. After a Baron, according to the Ritva, that Meicher Atzmai could be sold for less than six. A Meicher Atzmai could be Nigel HaChatzayim too. Because all Rav Sheshes said is if you can't be sold for less than six, you can't be paid for less. But if you could be sold for less than six, you could. Now the Rambam paskins a Meicher Atzmai also has to be six or more. But the Rambam paskens nimker la'evik echadim could be less than six. Nimker la'akum could be more than six or less than six. Nimker li'Yisrael is dafka six or more. Memela's up to Rabbaran. The Rambam l'shitasai. He holds that if you sold to a guy, you could be sold for less than six. Only if you sold to a yid, you can't. It comes out in Rav Sheshes' reason. Rav Sheshes' reason applies only to Nimkali Yisrael. The one who asked the Ibaya had a reason that would apply to everybody. The one who asked the Ibaya asked even by Nimkalaku. Do we make a Hekesh Deachuz or not? Rav Sheshes comes along. He says, you should know, by someone who has to be sold to six, the gula has to be complete. Can't be a partial gula. Fine. So Sheshes is answering Nimkali Yisrael. Amar Abaya, Imtim Tzolaymar, what does Imtim Tzolaymar mean? Whenever you ever had Imtim Tzolaymar in the Gemara, it's an Ibaya that you were not patient. If you're not patient in Ibaya, if you say Imtim Tzolaymar on the Ibaya, I'll tell you something. So after Baran, Abaya is right. We weren't patient the Ibaya. The Ibaya was, do we make a Hekesh Te'achuz or not? Rav Sheshes told us, you should know, anybody that gets sold for six and not less, the gula is also complete. Abaye said, Yeshkayach, Rav Sheshes, you're right. When somebody, Nimkal Yisrael, who has to be sold for six, you're 100% right. You can't be by Goyal L'chatzor. But the Ibaya was, still is an effect by Nimkal Akum. By Nimkal Akum, what's it in? Amar Abaye in Tetzalayma. Now Abaye could say it in Tetzalayma, because that Ibaya wasn't answered. The original Ibaya was never answered. Rav Sheshes said, in certain cases, you can't be Goyal L'chatzor. But in the case of the Kalakim, it was never answered. Amar Abaye. Abaye now comes in an intent to learn. It's very geschmack to learn up the Gemara. Let's see Abaye's whole memra. Amar Abaye. Excuse me? Right. Good, no problem. No. It means by Eved, it's Nimkar Kulai. Otherwise, he's not answering the Shaila. You understood Nimkar Kulai Velechetziai. No, there's no din of Nimkar Kulai by Steyachuz. You can sell half of Steyachuz. If somebody needs money, he's allowed to sell half of Steyachuz. There's no din of Nimkar Kulai Velechetziai. Amar Abaye, Imtim Tzolayim in Negel HaChatzayim, the way we're learning now, in the tzad of Yori Baya, by Nimka Lagai, that he is Negel HaChatzayim, Mishkachta, Lekula, Lechum, Lekula, how could that be? Now here it's a little complicated. We're talking about an Eved that sold, and he wants to repay himself, he only has half the money. Zavnei B'meya, he sold the Eved for 100 zuz. Yav Leichamshim, Palga did me, he paid him 50. So let's say he has 4 years left, he's paid in the last 2 years for 50. Now, is it chal or it's not chal? That's the Ibaya. So the shayla is that chal or not? So we're going to have now an afkamina. The ashbach become amasam. Now his value doubled. It's worth double. If you say the 50 was chal, so how much remained in Eved? Remained in Eved is half the time. So now he only has to be paid the half the time. Yoyev leimeya, benafik. So he has to pay for half the time, he's worth 200, so 100. What does that mean? The 50 he gave before was an opinion. Stop money sitting around. So now he wants to pay himself, he's worth 200, he's got to add 150 for nothing. V'amrit this Rabbi Kaspar, Mikesef Iknasai. I said if he goes up, he doesn't pay the higher price. Because my daiker is over acre. There could be a case where if he goes up, you do pay. If the Kesef Iknasai was the higher price, then it went down, then it went up again. Shkachas l'luchum, in the reverse case. Zavnei b'masam. Yoiv Meya, Palgi did the May, he paid 100 to get off, which is only half. Vichsif, and his value went down. Become on Meya, Yahweh Nigalachatzoyim. If you say what he gave him, the 100 was Chal, so he starts to give him the second half. Yoiv Lechamshim, the nothing. Yahweh Nigalachatzoyim wasn't Chal. Hanach Meya Pekad, Nidal Gabay, Yoiv Lunahelei, the nothing. So then the 100 he gave is a Pekad. Now that what remains, the remaining dead time is worth 100. So he gives it to him then, the nothing, and he goes out. Okay, so we will yaitzer our Amid for the day. Please prepare Vaita for tomorrow.